And we're back. One more hour to go. It's been a good one. Let's continue with more of your calls. And Billy is up next from Philly.
Thanks, Paul. I was calling to try to clarify what's going on with this NIL and unionization business. I don't think it's being presented quite clearly. The question is, there's a lot of money involved. There's two ways player can get compensated. Open market, free market system is NIL. You simply get paid for what people will pay you. The opposing way to capitalize on this is the NLRB, governmental union will manage it system. So you can either join the union, which is what your last guest was talking about, or you can stay out of the union. You can simply negotiate your own deals. I'm not opposed to them making as much money as they can, but I think this is really the choice that they're being offered. If you get the NLRB in, which is a disgraceful government agency, you are playing in a different ballpark altogether. I think it should. I think they should opt for an NIL system where they can get as much money as they can or want to, but it's up to them to negotiate.
Very interesting. You understand all this very well. How do you think it's going to work once we start getting into that realm?
Well, I'm hoping the court will blow up the NLRB guys and the unionization. As I called, earlier I said, these guys are not employees. Story over, they're not employees.
Okay.
They're students who are whose tuition is being reduced by their ability to wait on tables or do whatever they do it or play basketball if they get a scholarship or whatever. But they're still students. Somebody has to recognize that this is the truth. And that's the truth. That's what they are, students. But the government organizers, which is what you're hearing a lot from, want to have them, they want it controlled by government. They want Congress to do this, that, or the other thing. I don't want Congress involved. Congress has not served us well. I want the individual to negotiate his own deal, which is NIL. I don't care how much he makes.
Thanks so much. Great to hear from you, Billy. Always a pleasure. Dominic, go from Philly to Pittsburgh. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing great.
And a little bit about me. It's been a pretty bad week for me.
What's wrong?
So Tuesday night, my basketball team lost in the championship because we couldn't make our foul shots.
Oh, my goodness.
And tomorrow, I have to get surgery on my dumb thumb that keeps popping out of place.
So how did you do at the free throw line?
I didn't do too well, Paul. I only made it there, I think, two times to the stripe, but I missed both of them.
How much, I'm going to sound like a basketball coach because I used to see this all the time. How often do you practice your free throws?
Oh, every practice. Every practice, everybody shoots 10, and we went 4 for 20.
Okay, the great free throw shooters spend hours in the gym, not shooting 10, not minutes, hours.
Yeah, but mostly, I can't believe what I watched on TV the other night with Bama. They played awful.
They did.
The heck, Paul? How the heck does Coach Oates not stress defense? I mean, I'm only 12, but I know defense wins championships. I mean, Paul, just look at this year. In the NFL, the Chiefs had the top defense, so they won the Super Bowl. In college football, I hate to say it, Paul, but Michigan, top defense, NCAA champion. College basketball, Houston, number one right now in the country, top defense. Bama defense, number 254. What the hell, Paul?
It's terrible. I agree.
Yeah, and two more things, Paul. All this talk about Coach Saban has me pissed off. I said it before, and I'll say it again, Paul. I can't really blame him for retiring, having to deal with all this NIL bullcrap and kids not wanting to compete anymore. It's not in his DNA. And also, with Johnny B all of a sudden talking smack on me, I'm not sure what the heck he's been talking about, must be hanging out with Jim. One day he likes me swearing, the next day I should watch my mouth. Then yesterday he was talking about what my Easter outfit is. Just so he knows, it's going to be my brand new Hollywood Williams game jersey, not some goofy outfit he was talking about.
Dominic, take care of yourself, buddy. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks. Roll damn time, Paul. See you later, buddy.
Got it. Dominic. How about Jack next? Hello, Jack.
What's up, Paul?
We are doing great.
Hey, I'm calling via the longest Alabama running affiliate, WAAX, out of Gaston, Alabama.
Well,
down there from the first.
We are thrilled to hear from you. That is a special place.
I'm telling you. Yes, absolutely. I met you years ago. You probably wouldn't remember me. But anyway, I was going to call. And who had the byline on that article you read starting that second half of your show?
His name was, I think, Sean Beckwith. Never heard of him.
Sean Beckwith. I didn't know I mean was writing under a pseudonym right now.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I figured that sounded just like I Man's bull crap, didn't it?
Well, except hey, hold on. It didn't sound like I Man because it was coherent.
It was correct grammar, wasn't it?
Exactly. It was a terrible article, but at least there was a subject and a predicate.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even inflect his voice much. If the article could have had inflection with voice in an article, obviously in print, it would have, it would have sounded just like it. So, yeah, that's the only difference there I could see. Hey, the Jim that called earlier, was that Jim Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, that was Jim.
What happened?
What happened?
Him?
Nothing. I thought he sounded great.
That's what I'm saying. It was a great call. I'm thinking, are you sure this is Jim Tuscaloosa? Yeah, I was like, damn, are you sure?
Well,
I wanted to call and just say that. Hey, and by the way, next time I call, I'm going to call. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just glad. Go ahead. Finish your call.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say to John in St. Louis or where the hell he's from, John, the idiot John, the rehab instructor or whatever he is.
Oh, yeah.
He said the first call, I think he had never been accused of something he didn't do. Well, his grandma had never been accused of being a damn good caller either. But he is entertaining. I'll give him that.
Well, you're a great caller. Hey, thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Jim is next.
I just got a little word for the cute kid. It'll be 13. That means he'll be a teenager next month, I think he said.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me tell you something. What's
Dominic.
His name? I can't even
Dominic.
Dominic. Dominic. Yeah, I can't ever think of his name. Hey, Dominic, here's some news for you. Don't hate Jim because you ain't him. Learn that, Dominic, and you'll never be me. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. That was pretty good. Elliot is up next in Ohio. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, does Dominic have competition with Sophia and Coleman? Like, Sophia was calling people out. I was pretty impressed with the young crowds you're getting on here.
Yeah, we do it all.
Hey, I called to talk about the Nick Saban controversy. Did you see Israel Darmola's article from the Defector? He really got bad. He really got down low on that.
No. Who was that again?
Israel Darmola.
Oh, Gutierrez. Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, so he said that Saban's more upset that he no longer, at the end, was presiding over an unpaid and exploited labor force. He's really focusing on the exploitation of players. It's not about giving their parents plane rides to games. It's about paying them what they're worth for everything the university gets out of their talent. And, like, the easiest way for Saban to avoid the controversy is to stop talking, and he can't do it. He did it in December of 22 when he went on TV and pleaded to be in the playoffs even though he hadn't made it. I mean, are we going to have to listen to this going forward, Paul, on game day?
You know, listen, I don't really know exactly what he'll do on game day. I mean, I know that if he talks about X's and O's, he'll be fantastic. I'm not sure how he's going to do when he gets into the bigger ticket items because he's not used to a pushback.
Yeah, I think maybe this is a lesson for the beginning of his new part of his career. But I like Saban. I think he's amazing. If I have a second school behind Ohio State, I'm a Bama fan. But it's just all he has to do is not talk and focus on the game, you know?
Well, that would be difficult for him because the problem with college, it's not a problem, it's a reality that in college football nowadays, the game is only part of the conversation.
No, right? I mean, don't you think Saban's problem is the same as every Lane Kiffin who learned from Saban? They're all in the same boat. They all want it to be the old way,
yeah,
where they can just threaten players.
And Elliot, I'll tell you something. Attacking players doesn't do you any good.
No, it doesn't. You know who knows that lesson? Ryan Day, brother. Yeah. Ryan Day knows how to bring up players. Who's the most valuable player in the NFL right now?
You got
Ryan Day's quarterback is, brother.
No, you're right. Well said. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We'll take a short break. We're off and running here, even though we're in the fourth hour of the program. Still time for you to get in. We'll be right back.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back. Great to have all of you here. And Johnny B. is up next. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Paul. One thing about the NIL that they've been talking about today, these players are just dancing school to school for some flash money, and they're giving up that alumni network. You know, any of these players you have on that's been in school, the places they always talk about how, you know, they network together and help each other out. And they're losing out on that, in my opinion. And then, like the other caller said, they're not being, you know, coached hard, so they're not going to improve their NIL stock. But another thing that I can't prove it, but they probably got a car guy and a jewelry guy, some kind of stylist, a realtor, an escort service, and any other way to milk these guys out of this player. And, you know, they're going to get this money back. You know, it's pretty sad. But just wanted to touch on that, and then. You ever see Smokey and the Bandit?
Oh, sure. Burt Reynolds?
Yeah. I can just see if this get-together we have, Larry standing by Dominic, and I want me to get a picture of that. It'd be like having Big Enos and Little Enos Burdett sitting there together. A little matching outfits.
That's hilarious. And,
Susie, you need to be real careful about putting your granddaughter on, because that brought Jim out of hiding. And then, of course, he had to say something about, you know, Domino and his age and... It's, he's hitting puberty. It's obvious. And he's, mama knocked on the door and he hit his thumb trying to put everything up. And that's the reason his knees were weak and he couldn't hit his free throws.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
That's all I got to say about that.
Well, you said a lot. Morgan is up next. Hello, Morgan. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. I don't know what to say. I'm still recovering after that last call.
Yeah, no, I think we all are.
Hey, this is the one-week anniversary of the wildest Paul Feinbaum show I've ever enjoyed last Thursday. And the highlight of that for me, and I hope you include the quip when you redo your jingle to welcome Oklahoma and Texas into the league, is when AJ called Jim a miserable piece of oxygen.
Right.
Do you recall that from a week ago?
I tried to forget that incident, but I have not.
Hey, I want to chat a little bit about Notre Dame.
Okay, sure.
I think I would probably join you and a lot of your callers. I'm just fed up with them rattling their sabers about what's not fair and how come they're not getting this and how come they're not getting that with the new expanded 12-team playoff. And, Paul, it's their decision not to join a league. It's nobody's preventing them from doing that. And the more I look at Notre Dame, where they lose their all-time winningest coach because he said he couldn't win a championship at Notre Dame, and he goes to LSU. Then they go cheap on the new hire. Their schedule gets consistently softer and softer, so now they're beating up on the service academies and Wake Forest. And every time they're in a bowl game, they get crushed by the SEC. Paul, I think their natural landing place in the football universe is they're a Power 5 school. And I'd love to get your thoughts on where Notre Dame, what can we do to get their head on straight?
Well, it would be interesting with the changing of the guard. I can't remember when he takes over. I mean, Swarbrick was a very well-respected guy, but he was a traditionalist. They now have a television executive in charge, and I think when you television executives look at brands and matchups, and where they are right now is not where it's at. And you know, the ACC thing has run its course, and I think the real issue is, you know, what's going to happen to the ACC. Notre Dame will have any option it wants. I mean, the SEC would take them tomorrow, and so would the Big Ten. I just think they fit better in the Big Ten because of the geography.
I think you're right about that, and I think they would be in for. I think they'd be in for a real reckoning, joining a league like the eight. Well, it could be the Big Ten, but certainly the SEC, where you're in Starkville one weekend, Gainesville the next weekend, then Roll Tide comes to South Bend. Oh, then you've got to go down and play Oklahoma, and you compare that to the schedule they have now, and they just can't compete in that.
I met Marcus Freeman a couple of times, and I liking somebody and thinking they're going to win a championship are two different things. I don't think he's capable of winning a championship at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. I had one other thing to introduce to you, if I could have just one more minute.
Of course.
A colleague of mine is on the college tour with her daughter, and her daughter wants Big and South, so they're looking at all the usual suspects, including your alma mater and mine, University of Tennessee in Knoxville. And I saw her yesterday. I said, "How's the college search going? Tell me she's going to go down to Knoxville." And my colleague said, "Nope, we took Knoxville off the list."
Wow, why?
And so I said, "No, why is that?" She said, "Of all the SEC schools, they're the only school that didn't offer us money."
Well,
and
I was with a friend of mine yesterday, and she was telling me about a couple of people that she knew in North Carolina that, because of proximity, wanted to go to Tennessee, and they could not get in.
They could not get in. That's right.
Tennessee. I mean, I obviously standards have changed since I was there.
Well, in the mid-90s when I was there as well, but you look at the job that Dondi Plowman is doing, and you look at what our athletic coaches are doing. That win last night was hugely important.
Yeah, it really was.
And Tennessee is benefiting from that, and they can be more selective with their students. I just couldn't.
Well,
be prouder
it's a
of
fact, and Morgan, I know people get tired of hearing the Alabama conversation, but you know, for all of the things that Nick Saban did for the university, he improved their academic standing maybe more than anything, because so many people wanted to go there that they could be more selective, and now it is considered an academic destination, and obviously Tennessee is on the same track.
Well, and I live within the infamous Beltway, and a ton of kids went down in the past 20 years, well, really past 17 years, went down to Tuscaloosa, of all places, and they chose to go there because they who doesn't want to go where program's consistently winning national championships?
No, it's a fact, and that's why university presidents understand that now for the first time. And I don't mean for the first time, but they've resisted it, but it's a reality. Hey, thank you. So we're in Maryland. Where in the Beltway do you live?
I live in suburban Maryland.
Okay.
Rockville specifically.
It's funny. I grew up. I didn't grow up in Rockville, but as a kid, my father's sister lived in Rockville, so we used to spend a lot of time there.
Oh my gosh! Well, that's a small world, Paul. Hey, I just so enjoy your show, and thank you for taking my call.
No, my pleasure. Thank you very much. Now, Washington's a really unique place, but I mean, literally, as you get outside of the city, you get into Silver Springs and Rockville, and then on the Falls Church, Virginia, and Alexandria. And all those places, there's a lot of action going on there. Speaking of real estate, the real estate queen of Mountain Brook, Alabama, cheerleader.
Hey there, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Look, I've thought about something that I don't know that I've heard talked about on your show. And what brought it to my mind was the day that the news reported that there was a fight in the, was it Kentucky locker room?
I guess, spring game, football.
Yeah. Okay.
Kentucky
That's
football.
What brought this to my mind. And I said, you know, the NIL, are there players on a team, take Alabama, take Auburn, take anybody, that are receiving NIL money and it's being touted about and bragged about, and then there are those that on the same team that have been there the same amount of time that are not getting anything, and would that not bring dissension?
Sure. But by the way, I think almost everyone is getting something. That's what these collectives are for.
Okay, so everybody's getting something.
Yes, everybody's getting something.
And more than
that
likely,
doesn't mean they're getting the same thing that everybody else is getting, though.
No, they're not. But they're probably, I'm just assuming, I hadn't been a player in a locker room, that they're talking about what they got.
Hey,
and
if you're on a football team and people are making money, you better believe you're talking about it.
Yeah, and they're going to be bragging about it. And this and that, and they're 19 years old or 20, and hey, they've got a lot they've got to do with that money that they probably don't know how much they got to put up. I don't know, but I just thought about that, and I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Hey, by
anything
the way, how are you doing? I know
you've
come through a lot.
I am doing great.
Okay.
I am doing physically great. It will be a year, April the 23rd, since I had my surgery.
Well, that is fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic? And I'm here. I would say I'm 100%, Paul, and I thank you so much for asking me how I am. Thank you so much. And, Roll Tide. I want Alabama. Come on, Bama basketball team. Let's get the ball to go in that hoop now. I want some points, don't you?
No
We're
doubt.
Too good
hey,
to let
cheerleader,
it go now.
I hope see you soon. I've not been back to Birmingham all year since December, but I hope to get
well,
there soon.
Well, you better
soon.
Come on.
I'm on my way. I'm heading there right now. Thanks for the call. We'll take a short break. 30 minutes remaining.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
AJ is up next. Hello, AJ.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Paul.
Yes, sir.
You're fading out on me. Hey, I was going to call and tell you, it's a good day today. Good evening. My daughter's going to be admitted at to have my second grandson. She'll be getting admitted about 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, that's fantastic.
So she'll be by in the morning. They'll have another grandboy. So
is this your first?
So she did tell me. It's my second.
Okay.
I've got one that's 3, and it's a boy. But, you know, she scared me when she called a while ago because she said, hey, Dad, what do I do? The doctor said if Wyatt starts having trouble getting out, I'm going to need, he said, he's talking about having to have something with a high suction power. Said, it's going to need to at least suck as bad as Bama Nick's calls. I mean, that's absolutely, Bama Nick, when you got to call in here and say, I'm the best caller. If you got to call in there and tell everybody, nobody even remembers you. I forgot all about you. Nobody ever even talks about you. Just like Jim. Forgot all about him, too, because that ain't him no more. Jim stands for Jesus Isn't Me. And that's what he did, tripping all over Scripture a while ago. Jim, you just told me you ain't even got a Bible in your house. Because if you want to quote Scripture, you at least have the Bible sitting over there where a call screener doesn't have to bail you out and tell you what you was trying to say. And then you're going to sit there and say what you said, Jim. And then you're going to call back in a little bit later after you, and then boast on yourself as you tear down a little 12-year-old, which is 10 times better of a caller than you ever even thought about. And I'm going to tell you, you know, it just makes me sick, Jim. I mean, is it hot? Is it cold? Is it lukewarm? I mean, you know, if you got a Bible, you'll know what he says about lukewarm. Go figure it out. Google it, Jim. Because I'm going to tell you, you're the epitome of Satan's child. War damn eagle.
Todd is up next.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Thank you for my call. Hey, I love AJ when he calls. I didn't like that call, but I wanted to give Jim a shout out. Jim, that was a great call. And you know, Paul, when I'm wrought up and we've been mouthing at one another, I went to Bible study last night at church, and it routs me up so bad that when I've got something on my mind like that, just like what Jim said, but boy, I sure appreciate Jim's call, and that was a great call. And I really ain't gonna call Dominique out, but at this age, you know, he needs to get it together. Be a child, Dominique. Learn to be a good child, and don't grow up too fast. This world wants to get you fast, and like I said, focus on your mom and daddy and Jesus. And I wanted to say this because I know Logan claims to be an atheist, and just like AJ just said, Paul, there's only two ways. You're either a servant for Satan, or you're a servant for Jesus. And there's no in-between. Jesus says, I will spew you out of my mouth, you lukewarm person. That's what he says. But, Paul, I sure appreciate the show, man, today. You've had a great show. And, man, Jim, I want to hear some more tomorrow, bro. Have a good one, Paul.
Thank you, buddy. Good to hear from you. How about Slammer next?
Hey, Paul.
Slammer?
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I want to commend Jim. I like the way he's talking. Talking about the Lord, I like that. Yeah, I'm really proud of Jim, and I think he's a great guy, and I think you're a great guy. But we've got a new nickname for you down here.
What is that?
Chicken legs. They named you Chicken Legs. They're gonna serve you chicken at Pruitt's, and they're gonna have a suit for you, a special suit when you walk in.
Yeah.
I told Danny about it a while ago, and Danny's coming too with you and Randy.
Okay.
And they're gonna have a certain place for you to sit. They're gonna treat you like Nick Saban, Paul. And I hope Nick's listening, because you know Nick was real good to us, but you're also part of Saban and Gold, Paul. You're part of that team.
Well, thank
you. You're part of Bama too.
I can't wait to get the Pruitts.
I can't wait. Vicky, he said he couldn't wait to get the Pruitts, right, Paul?
I'm counting the days, and I will let you know, Slammer, when I begin to head that way. Thank you so much. You be well.
You have a nice evening, Paul.
You bet. Same. Jack is up next.
Hey, Paul. It's a pleasure. How are you?
Thank you very much. Great.
I just called in to say that I think that Susie is jealous of Dominic because she called in that day and told him not to brag about his grades, and she's a school teacher. She should be glad that a student's making good grades, and she got so jealous she brought her granddaughter on. So that's just my take on Susie.
Hey, I wish I could have bragged about my grades, but I never had good grades.
Well, absolutely, me also. But I mean, if we got a 12-year-old calling in about his grades, the last person to be calling in making fun of is a school teacher. So that's just been thinking about that for a minute. Thought I'd tell you about it.
Well, I'm glad you shared that. Thank you very, very much. Tyler is up next. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking.
Hey, big ball fan here. What a way to see a program with a good basketball team, football team, softball, baseball, everything going on great in the state to see here. But I'm a big fan of football altogether. I'm curious if you think, whether you know or not, do you think, from what I'm hearing, with the way the NFL draft's going 1 through 10, I feel like Brock Bowers is being a very underrated draft pick. What's your thoughts on that?
I think he is too, because I felt like when the season began, he may have been the most talented player of all. But I think it has more to do with need of that position than anything else. I think the tight ends. He's not a tight end. He can do anything on the field.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you look at every Final Four playoff team that we've had this year, every one of them has had a very good tight end, whether it be Kelce, whether it be McCaffrey, or whoever it is.
Well, absolutely. I don't think it's a direct correlation, but I think he's like a little bit like Christian McCaffrey, where he can just do so many things with the ball.
Right. I mean, he can block. He can be a slot receiver. I mean, he can do a lot of things. I think he's very versatile, and I think his draft stock's very low for a team that could pick him up at a really good value, maybe even in the second round, from what I'm hearing.
I don't know if he's slipped that much, but you're right. He has definitely slipped from a guy who I thought would initially be in the top four or five. But it's so quarterback dominated. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's continue. Sammy is up next. Hey, Sammy.
Yeah, how we doing, Paul?
Sammy, we are doing great.
Great show today, except for all these people that Jim's paying to call in to say how great his calls were earlier.
Well,
isn't your wife, is she doing a study on schizophrenia on Jim, or is that why you?
Yeah, well, actually,
so
that's not one of her specialties, but she might be. I'll have to ask her.
I didn't know if that might be a future book that you may co-author with it. Schizophrenics Who Called My Show.
we don't discriminate depending on your psychological condition.
I understand. Well, I find no fault with anyone. I'm just giving an opinion. But I like to say that you got a great show, man. Don't get to listen to you much because I drive so much. But SEC is getting ready for a good tournament. Tennessee looks really good to beat. I'm on the North Alabama side, but I hope the Vols beat the hell out of
them. Yeah, and by the way, thanks for the call. We will, I don't think I mentioned this, but we will be in Nashville Wednesday through Friday of next week, bringing it all to you. Marcy is up next. Hey, Marcy.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
We are well, thank you.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm from Birmingham, which, you know, I used to sell for your show when you're in Birmingham, and I'm ready for you to come just forget this ESPN stuff and just come back to Birmingham. We would much rather talk about the SEC and have people just come back to Jocks or wherever you want to come back to. But anyway, that's not why I'm calling.
Yeah, well, actually, Marcy, I agree with you in terms of coming back, but I'll table that.
We'll table that to have a feeling that, but anyway, that's just another thing. Okay, number two, thank goodness I was parked waiting to pick up my cousin from ballet over here in Crestline. When that little boy calls on the phone. Now, I don't know what his name is.
Dominic.
Is it? What's that? Okay. I can't even say his name. How disrespectful of a young man is he? I think it might be funny, maybe, to some people. To me, I almost fell out of the seat. I haven't called you in probably 2 years, but I literally went, who in the world can talk to an young adult, an adult as yourself or anybody else? Be Jim, anybody else, and be disrespectful. I mean, that is pitiful, and especially when he uses bad words on the radio. I used to listen to WSGN, WERC, WAPI in Birmingham with my parents. There is no way in the world that I could call into a radio show, talk show or whatever, and be that disrespectful to you, to anybody who calls in with such words. I haven't really, I've been listening, but I haven't heard him that much. But when I heard him say that to you, and then he says the word, roll D-A-M-N, Tide.
Right.
Who is he? Who is he? Where is he?
Well, he's I met him briefly in Atlanta this year at the SEC game. He's a 12-year-old from Pittsburgh. And you're not alone, Marcy, in your thought. Hey, listen, great to hear from you again. And,
I know. Okay, we'll talk to you soon, but I just wanted to let you know
that.
I can't wait. You have a great day.
Thank you. We're up against a break. Otherwise, I would talk to Marcy all day. We'll come back. Final few minutes straight ahead.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. As we continue here, Coach Luther is up next. Good afternoon, Luther.
Hey, Coach. Paul, how you doing, sir? Thank you for
We are doing great.
Call.
Thank you so much.
I tell you what, I've been a long-time listener. Great comic relief I
Thank
get
you.
From you and your callers. I sure do appreciate it. Long-time coach. And a couple things has hit me. Been trying to get in for a while, but a couple things has hit me. Number one, as far as Dominique, enjoy his calls. And I feel like, you know, the last call that called in talking about how he should act, he listens and watches your show every day. And it's public for him to listen and watch, too. If anybody has a problem with the way he talks or acts, we lead by examples as adults. That's our job. So he's paid attention to what gets laughs and what gets on with the air every time he listens to your show. And that's why he acts the way he does. And we cannot sit here and say he shouldn't do this when everybody else is doing the same thing.
Well said.
The number two thing, Jim, bless your heart. You know, North Alabama saying, just bless your heart. And my favorite thing, and I think about it every day, after AJ gets off the phone, is the funniest thing to me about AJ's calls is he actually thinks he's funny and intelligent and has anything to do with anything. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Coach. That was fantastic. A really, really great breath of fresh air. Bubba.
Paul.
Yes, sir.
That was a very sapient call from Luther.
That was really cool. I'd like to be one of his players with that type of player.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'd say AJ would make several laps around the field at the end of every day, don't you?
I think he'd be doing some stadiums as well.
Yo, absolutely. Pulling a sled, I'd say he'd give AJ a good workout. But no, I wanted to call and commend Jim on his call earlier. It's obvious to me that these things really bother Jim and have bared on his mind, or he would have never made that phone call this afternoon. And
no, hey, Bubba, I feel like I have inside. I know him moderately well. I don't. We've had some private conversations over the years, and he's a very deep and sensitive thinker when it comes to issues like that.
Absolutely, and Jim is an all-time great caller, but Jim's quick to anger, and I know a lot of us as callers tend to poke at him just to get a rise from him, and I want to apologize to Jim for doing that to him. Because we take advantage of his weak moments, and I know he struggles with that, and that's not right. And Luther was right. The way we act on here, obviously, kids Dominic's age watch this. We need to remember that. You know, we're not on Howard Stern. We're on the SEC network.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned it, because that was really Luther really made a brilliant call. And
Luther made a very brilliant point about that.
He did. I try. I'm not here to be an example, but I've always believed in trying to keep it at least from what I could control from my own voice, family oriented.
Well, Paul, your platform reaches far and wide, and I know you do not try to water down your callers. You try to let them be real, but there's lines that they cannot cross. But at the same time, us callers need to remember that there's kids watching this, and they look up to this. They see what gets laughs and attention. And Dominic's putting on because he saw that repeatedly on here. And I get it, you know, but that really drove home with me what Luther said. But I've got a question about Augie here from yesterday.
Just a couple of seconds left, though. Make it quick.
Okay, Augie was poking Johnny B about thinking more of himself as a caller for getting mad. Was it not last year, refresh me, that Jeff from Ohio got booted from the bracket and Augie tried to self-insert himself into your bracket?
That is correct. Hey, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.